Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. You don't lack discipline. You lack a strong, desired end result. What is discipline? Discipline for me is when one uses reason to determine the best course of action, regardless of one's desires, and sticks to whatever plan in order to achieve a certain outcome, regardless of how one feels. Discipline provides us with the rules to live our lives efficiently and effectively. When we have discipline in our lives, we can make small sacrifices in the present for a better life in the future. Discipline creates habits. Habits create routines, and routines make our persona. But the truth is that discipline is not enough. The most disciplined person, when hit hard by life, will quit if they do not have their reasons clear on why they are enduring the discipline they are in the first place. We all need a strong reason to why we are doing what we are doing in order to keep doing it. When we are pinned between life and death, we do whatever we have to in order to secure life. A bit extreme here, I know, but it really is this way in many things that shape our lives. Think of the last time where you had to do a drastic change because it was that or face dire consequences. This is why I believe that discipline can only go so far without a strong desired end result. We end up finding a reason to not finish what we started. You can work yourself to the core and you will always strike out. Reasons must always come first before you take on life. What do you want? And most importantly, why do you want it? Whenever we have a strong desire for a particular thing, we will find a way to make it happen. No ifs, buts, or maybes. Once we identify that thing we truly want and are able to clearly define it, we become relentless towards our actions in obtaining it. This is why identifying the specific desired end result is so important. It makes it impossible to quit once you have identified it. Every time the going gets hard, and it always does, your reason or reasons for why you are doing what you are doing will be the spark all over again to simply keep going. The crazy part of life, though, is that some things, even though we don't want them at the moment, we know we will one day in the future. And yet, we keep living in a way that moves against it. Take, for example, our eating habits. I myself decided on an almost vegan diet. And before I did, I loved eating meat, specifically red meat. But I was able to drop all meat overnight because data proved to me that it went against what I would want more in the future, a longer and healthier life. Now, I am not promoting veganism, though it is totally worth it. My point is that diet is one thing that many of us oversee. We know that overeating will one day bring us disease and illnesses, but because it is so far into the future, we don't take action on bettering our eating habits now in the present. But once the future arrives, we are faced with a severe illnesses because of our past eating habits, we are willing to change immediately. The unfortunate part is that sometimes our change comes in too late and certain things can't be undone. Diet is just one example of a major area in which we ultimately want a desired end result, which is to live longer and healthier lives. Yet, because we fail to identify it now due to the future being so far out, we fail to build the discipline to do the things that we must do now in order to secure that end result. There are countless other areas in which we do the same, from our finances, relationships, to children, etc. This is my point when I say you don't lack discipline, but a strong desired end result. Whatever it is that you want, you have to identify it clearly and place a burning desire to it so that every time you do moving toward, forward is aligned with that end result. And then and only then will your discipline matter and help you achieve the desired end result. So whenever you feel like you lack discipline or someone tells you that you lack discipline, first ask the question of whether or not you have clearly identified your desired end result. Can you describe it? Can you engineer the feeling of how it will feel once you achieve the desired end result? More often than not, the answer will be no. Because if you have and you truly want that end result, you will find a way to get it, to make it happen. Discipline, of course, plays a major role in staying the course and doing the things you have to in order to get what you want. But discipline should come second to identifying your desired end result. Give your desires a name, a feeling, a construct. Bring it to life in your mind. Picture it. Feel it as if it was already here. Then take the first step towards making it a reality. please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.